The winter storm that lingered over Colorado late last week has blown out of the Plain States, leaving tens of thousands of homes and businesses still without power. It was the region's second blizzard in 2 weeks. Western Kansas was hit hard as well. And as crews in the Plain States worked to dig out roads, up to a dozen Civil Air Patrol planes took to the sky to look for people and animals trapped by massive snowdrifts.
A lot of the snowdrifts are 10 to 18 feet down there.
Colonel Greg Cordham is wing commander for Colorado's Civil Air Patrol. His team of volunteer pilots has logged about 160 hours since Sunday, scouring the frozen landscape from about 1,000 feet in the air.
We found 20 vehicles stranded. A lot of them are buried up over the roofs. When we spot those, we fly down low and circle around to see if anyone's there or anyone will come out of the vehicle. And we mark those locations and call that back to the Emergency Operations Center. If we do find people that are stranded, the Air National Guard is going in with their helicopters and rescuing them.
Colonel Cordham says his team has found 4 survivors in 2 of those vehicles. The people have been rescued, but one of them was in pretty bad shape.
He was stranded in a semi-truck on one of the smaller roads that just happened to be impassable. And I believe he'd been there for a couple days without food or water or anything.
Several of the Civil Air Patrol planes are equipped with infrared heat-sensing equipment to help them find livestock. They're trying to avoid a repeat of a blizzard in 1997 that killed some 30,000 animals.
We found over 3,000 cattle, mostly, that were, some of them were stranded pretty far out on people's property that they could not get to because the snowdrifts are so deep.
Colonel Cordham says emergency officials will find ways to deliver hay to snowbound animals, so all of those animals might be saved. The Civil Air Patrol has covered the worst-hit areas in Colorado, though pilots will likely be asked to do some more flying today.